Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In case you haven't heard, the government has shut down. And I'm not going to even get into the finger pointing about whose fault it is. I would much rather approach it this way. Get your it together, right? This is one of the primary functions of Congress, is to pass a budget. We know of the deadline date every year. Why is it a big surprise? Why do we always wait till the last moment? Why is there this creation of angst and anxiety amongst government employees, amongst others who have planned vacations and want to visit national parks or want to visit other federal properties or whatever the case may be? I just simply ask the question, why? Why do we need a deadline to cause people to come together, talk, and resolve their differences and move forward? Anybody that advocates for a government shutdown is an idiot. I don't like using those words, but I'm just going to put it out there. This is crazy. As if Americans aren't struggling enough with all kinds of different issues. This ideological warfare that we're involved in, it doesn't need to transcend into this bill and getting it together. Just do your job. And actually, my position of a part-time Congress, I think, is getting stronger and stronger. We're involved in too many things, right? And we need to get back to the basics, to the core issues that matter to the citizens of this country. Get in, resolve these issues, pass whatever bills you got to pay, and go home. But this all year long thing going round and round and round, it's craziness. We hadn't adopted a budget in decades. It might have been the last time I think we had a balanced budget was under Bill Clinton. Why can we not get this together? Why do we keep kicking the can down the road? We cannot be all things to all people. Anybody who is staring at a $37 trillion deficit should recognize that we can't be all things to all people. Sorry, would be nice, be great. We'd love to be able to do that. We got to take a stand. We got to set priorities. We got to fund the basics first. And then all of that other superfluous crap that everybody wants to get involved in comes second. And then maybe we'll be better served. Right? So I won't get into a partisan argument. It's of no value at this juncture. I just would remind voters, next time these elections come around for Congress, ask these folks, Can we resolve the budget issue in the third, fourth week of August, first week of September, and call it a day? And then move on to other things that need to be resolved? It's craziness. Which leads me to my next observation. I don't know about you, but it strikes me odd. If you get elected president, you are referred to as the commander-in-chief. And one of those things that comes under that label is you are the commander-in-chief of the military. And you name a civilian who will serve on your cabinet as the Secretary of Defense. So this week, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, and let me just say straight out, I am not a fan. I am not a fan of a lot of things that he does and a lot of things that he says, but we'll go from there. Just so everybody's clear, right? And I've made myself clear about the same thing with Donald Trump. But I am sick and tired of pundits, mainstream media, making the observation, oh, this is so out of the ordinary. He's bringing 800 senior officers from around the world to Quantico, Virginia, the home base of the U.S. Marine Corps. And he's going to have a meeting and, you know, and they start engaging in the conjecture about what it is that he's going to do or say and this and that and everything else. And it turned out to be nothing even close to what anybody was predicting that it was going to be about. But we focused on this has never been done before. So what? When you elect new leadership, they may do things in a different way. I hate when I hear that because that was like when I'd call people into my office and ask them, well, why do we do it this way? Well, Sheriff, that was the way we always did it. There was nothing that would boil my blood faster than that response because it's actually a non-response because we hadn't thought about it. We hadn't gotten involved. We didn't get intrusive. We hadn't really looked at the issue. Separate and apart from that, I know what it's like to follow the footsteps of an iconic leader. But I had to walk to the beat of my drum, not his. And I told folks all the time, just because there's a difference in the way that we're going to do things doesn't mean his way was better, my way wasn't. It's just different. It's a different style. So all of this criticism about Pete Hegseth calling 800 senior officers to Quantico because that's never been done before is crap. Let's call it for what it is. I don't know about you, and I don't know if you've ever been a leader of an organization, but I'd much rather look them in the face. My managers, my middle managers, frontline supervisors, I'd rather look them in the face than communicate by email. We weren't really big on Zoom back then. I wanted to read them. I wanted them to read me. And I wanted them to get a significant view of what it meant to me that I was articulating. Front row seat. So there'd be no confusion. Nothing subject to interpretation. They could see the emotion. They could see how strong and resolute I was about an issue. And there was no doubt. They could read my body language. They could gain a better understanding of who I was and what I was about. I know that we've become a very detached society, but these things are still very important. And it's amazing to me that the mainstream media is out there, you know, criticizing folks about this. Of course, they've never run anything. They wouldn't know what I'm talking about. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes down to national defense, we should be a little bit more willing to give folks the benefit of the doubt. I don't care if they got an R or a D behind their name. It doesn't matter to me. It's about leadership. It's about credible leadership. And God forbid that Pete Hegseth wants our military to be in good shape, to do physical training every day, to make sure that you are battle ready, war ready, to make sure that when you are called upon, you are ready to defend this country. That's what you signed up for. You didn't sign up for cocktails at a country club. Your primary mission is to defend this country and to be a deterrence because of the readiness of your unit, the physicality of your unit, the ability to beat down your opponent, your enemies. If we were so big that we couldn't get out of our own way, and a good percentage of our fighting troops were in that physical stature, who the hell would fear us? If we didn't have the mental competencies to deal with technology that's out there and available today, who the hell's going to fear us? Like, no one. When did we lose sight of what it actually takes to get these things done? The commitment, the dedication. Is there any pride left? This used to be the case, and over the past couple of administrations, in the Obama administration, the Biden administration, I will get partisan now, folks, they relaxed the rules. They relaxed the rules. And I know they were in place because my former boss, Sheriff Harry Lee, was in the military. And in fact, when he was up for a general's position at one point in time in his career, there were physical fitness requirements for him that he could not reach on the federal side. And what happened was he was never promoted. He tried, but he never got there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he never bitched about it. In fact, to the contrary, as difficult as it was for him, he talked about the importance of meritocracy. And you lead by example. He understood it. Where did all that go? Where did it go? And now we are castigating individuals that talk about this. Who are these elitists in the military, these generals that are speaking anonymously to the media now, talking about this and how bad this is, that we're not going to any longer be distracted by identity months and DEI offices and, as Hegg said, dudes in dresses, and no more climate change worship, no more division, distraction, gender delusions. He's right. That is not your primary purpose. That's not your mission. You're not there to perpetuate ideological issues. You are there to be ready to defend this nation, plain and simple. It's amazing why we have to deflect, deny, evade. And then we counterattack. We go after people because we want to focus on our primary mission. We want to be ready. They're also making fun of him because he says we need to look the part. Some people don't believe in that. I do. You have to be physically fit and you have to look the part. You set the example. How many times when we go to a parade and we see the Virginia Military Institute, or we see this marching group or that marching group from military colleges and military units across the country, and the reaction of the crowd to that, everyone has a sense of pride. They look at how sharply dressed these young men and women are, marching down Canal Street, marching down St. Charles Avenue. You know it. You feel it. You have that sensation that goes down your spine. You're proud to be an American. And there it is in front of you in living color. It doesn't mean that you're fat-shaming people or that you don't understand the sensitivities of some challenges that people have. But let us be honest. Maybe they're not cut out for the military. What's next? We're going to have less than physically fit NFL players, NBA players, hockey players? Hell no. It's amazing that we will be more concerned with the physical fitness of the New Orleans Saints than we are of our own military. It's cuckoo. We're upside down. It's also amazing, and I say this all the time, that the defensive backfield coach of college teams will make more than the governor of the state of Louisiana, will make more than the adjutant general of the National Guard of the state of Louisiana. It's crazy. Our priorities are out of whack. Let me get off my soapbox just for a second, and I apologize. But there are some things that just kind of set me off the rails. You elect leaders that come in, they have a different style. We're not always going to agree with it. And it doesn't mean it's worse or better than the previous leader. What Pete Hegseth communicated to his generals and his subordinates yesterday, 800 of them from around the world, it's going to take work. It's going to be hard. It's easy to have a laissez-faire attitude about things and to just let things happen. It's a lot more difficult to get intrusive and to create a cultural change in an organization. Some may say for the better, some may say no, but this is who we elected. As it relates to this issue with Pete Hegseth, I fall with Pete Hegseth. I fall with him on this side. And I think that we're going to have a much better prepared military for it. Our military, we cannot be all things to all people. That should never be the goal. If we're going to have meritocracy, it has to run throughout. We should aspire for the best, the most fit, the most competent, the most agile. All of the physical requirements that we need to beat our enemies into submission. End of the story. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.